Why, hello there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the listeners who love them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, female-fronted radio week after week. Before we even get into this week's episode, I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you loyal listeners who reached out to let me know how much you thoroughly are enjoying our summer series, or thoroughly enjoyed. Last week, we wrapped up our 10-week summer series, Cruel Summer. GSG celebrates the 1980s, where we brought you 80 significant albums from the 1980s, plus modern connections over the entire summer. If you missed an episode or would just love to hear that series, remember you can listen anytime online. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find 10 weeks worth of the episode just waiting for you to press play and pause and listen at your leisure. Now, this week we go back to regular programming. I am delivering you what I think is best about Girly So Groovy, an episode that is never pigeonholed by genre, but rather genre hops, bringing you so many voices that deserve to be heard. In this first hour alone, I have music on the way from Sudan Archives, Nina Simone, music coming up from Beth Orton, new music from her, in fact, music on the way from Adrian Linker as well. But speaking of new music, we have an artist who is making her Girly So Groovy radio debut. Zoe Amba is a Tennessee-born free jazz saxophonist, but who also makes volatile alternative music with a folk bent as a singer-songwriter. Eyes Full is Zoe Amba's explosive debut album. We're going to get to that, but before we do, we are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a band that makes folk rock that is perfect for sitting around a campfire on a warm September night. I am talking about upstate New York folk rock act Florist, kicking off this week's Girly So Groovy.
Scene rooms of the living room. We didn't have a lot, and the house needed some work done, so you did it all yourself for a feeling of family, a place we could call home. So comes another year now. Did you ever even think we'd both be back here looking out at this beautiful place, seeing nothing but the glow of memory and a void in our vision where she would be a ghost? With OCD, dreaming all the time, dreaming all the time. Watching TV, tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm empty till she
vocalist of the band Big Thief. That is Adrian Lenker right there from the most recent album, solo album from Adrian Lenker, Bright Things. We heard the song Vampire Empire. In the middle, it is an artist making their girly so groovy radio debut, Zoe Amba. The new debut album is called Eyes Full. It is a delightful folk rock album. We heard the opening track, OCD, Zoe Amba. Let me spell that for you. Z-O-H, and then last name Amba, A-M-B-A. If you like what you hear, you can definitely find it on Bandcamp. If you enjoy that kind of alternative country rock sound of Big Thief or Adrian Lenker, Victoria Williams, Iris Dement, Joanna Sternberg, Haley Hendricks, Caroline Rose, you will absolutely love what you hear from Zoe Amba. The debut album was released this summer, and we will definitely feature it in heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours, it's folk rock band Florist. From their album, self-titled album, we heard the song Red Bird Part 2, Morning. Again, Florist is the band. All right, we're going to keep things going. How about some music right now that comes from a duet between French electronic band Air and the incredible vocal stylings of Beth Hirsch right now here on Girly So Groovy.
My weight, all I need is this mind I can celebrate. All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to do.
All I know is something to do.
All I know is something to live. This way. All I need's a place to find, and there I'll celebrate. All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to give.
All I know is something to do.
All I know is something to do.
All I know is something to live.
You.
How I.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. And speaking of voices that deserve to be heard, a voice that has been heard for more than 30 years, British singer-songwriter Beth Orton has served as an antenna to the cosmos. Her latest album, The Ground Above, continues to be just that. Spacey, whispered, nimble, yet expansive, primal folk rock. And Beth Orton does it oh so well. We heard the song Cigarette Curls. Beth Orton is on tour in support of the new album. For listeners on our mothership station in Windsor and Detroit, CJAM 99.1 FM, Beth Orton will be in Detroit at L Club on September 23rd. Kicking off the set, it is French duo Air teaming up with vocalist Beth Hirsch. From their debut album, Moon Safari, we heard the song All I Need. Coming up, I still got music from Nina Simone and Sudan Archives on the way, but coming up next is something that sometimes I think, do we talk too much about music and rather just dive into it? But I feel like in order to get the full oomph of what we're about to hear, I need to explain it a little. So how do I begin to describe what is up next? It is less of an album and more of a modern art piece. Seattle's Kronos Quartet, the foremost ambassador of contemporary chamber music, determined and successful at breaking down musical genre barriers, have chosen to pay a homage to gospel singer and artist Mahalia Jackson's work, Music, Life, and Friendships. So in addition to spotlighting Mahalia Jackson's powerhouse vocals, the album features archival audio from a 1963 interview between Mahalia Jackson and broadcaster Studs Terkel, with Mahalia discussing her life, her work with Martin Luther King, and the role of black women in the early 1960s. With Kronos Quartet's relentless urging strings backing the audio, it creates a sense of modern urgency, bringing home just how relevant and important this conversation from 1963 remains today. So I felt like if I didn't give you that backstory, it wouldn't be as chill-inducing as knowing all of that. So using that lens, it is Mahalia Jackson and Kronos Quartet up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I've known you since about 1946. That'd be about 17 years you've known one another, Mahalia.
That's right.
Your recognition as an internationally known artist, a black woman, a singer of gospel songs, spirituals. And you're involved, you're behind this big freedom rally at McCormick Place. It's May 27th. Martin Luther King will be there, and Dick Gregory, and Al Hibbler, and Dinah Washington, and Reverend Abernathy.
You got to keep moving, and you got to have heart, and you got to just suffer, but you got to keep on moving. There's so many people is trying to move. They got to just keep pushing their way. And then there's so many people is ready to move, ready to come up out of poverty, come up out of oppression. We're trying to tell the world you got to have a real heart, a real soul, a real feeling of love in your heart.
I mean, this is, in a way, I suppose, what Reverend Martin Luther King's feeling is all about, because the nonviolent movement. Difficult though, isn't it, Mahalia? I mean,
no.
Isn't this difficult?
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Difficult to rough to turn a cheek, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's his teaching, you know, and I have gone along with it pretty much, and following his leadership. But you know, it's pretty hard for somebody to keep on knocking you down, and you hurts me so bad. Down south where I was raised at New Orleans, Louisiana, and worked with the white people down there. And they would go off, these rich white people, and leave their children in my hands. And I would raise them and give them the bottle and nurse them, almost nurse them from my own breast. And love their children with all my heart. Not because I was getting paid, because they didn't pay nothing. And I look back over things like that and how I love these children and took care of these people's children better than some of those mothers did. And the day they can take these little bit of black relatives of mine and throw water on them, keep them out of school, this is pretty hard.
Well, you're talking about your experience in Mahalia. Here you were known on the stage, and suddenly you were just another black woman walking down the street.
I don't know, this thing, it's peculiar. When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me. And when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I can't even get a cab. And I'm just a Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What make people act like that?
Well, this is the big question, Mahalia. The split in people.
Got a break on television and look like somebody told the people on television, this ain't the thing to do, put a Negro on television. And finally, the response at the council, the program. It used to be when I used to see him put a stave in the ground. And put a rope around the mule's neck. He could just go just so far and he had to eat.
The stave on the ground and like a mule. Just
as far as you can go.
You go around a certain area, you can go no further.
No further.
And
it's
this particular thing of going beyond this narrow circle. That
then you've gotten out of your place. Yeah. You know, you've gotten out of your place.
A couple of years ago, four little girls were killed in Alabama. And at that time, we got the inspiration to do this song. But Dr. King's murder has left me so numb. I don't know where I'm at, really. And of course you heard this song that was composed by Gene Taylor, especially for today. But I hope that between now and the end of the year, it'll all be together enough that we will have songs that go down in history for these wonderful, brave people who are no longer with us. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, God damn. Hound dogs on my trail. Little school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. About do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Washing the windows. Picking the cotton. Nothing but rotten. Too damn lazy. Thinking's crazy. Just try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God. You know, the king is dead. The king of love is dead. I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, no. Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. But all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We all gonna die. Trust nobody anymore. keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
No.
Desegregation.
No.
Mass participation.
No.
Unification.
No.
Do things gradually.
No.
But bring more tragedy.
No.
Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know. I don't know. You don't have to live next to me. Give me my equality, 'cause everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
The trailblazer, the icon, the legend, Nina Simone. That is Mississippi Goddamn. That particular live version can be found from the compilation album Forever Young, Gifted in Black, Songs of Freedom and Spirit, a collection of just incredible Nina Simone anthems is the best word I can think of. Calls to Action is a great way to describe that particular song and that particular compilation album. Before Nina Simone, it is one of the all-time greatest gospel singers, Mahalia Jackson, teamed up with Kronos Quartet. Now, Kronos Quartet more likely teamed up with her by using her vocals, using interviews and performances to back to their incredible instrumental music. The latest album is called Glorious Mahalia. It was released earlier this spring, and it is just something that takes music and words that are over 60 years old and just puts it right in our face how the conversations still need to happen today, as does Nina Simone. Okay, friends, right now it is time for an artist that knows how to blend folk elements and electronic elements. She is Emily Wells right now here on Girly So Groovy. I don't wanna lose.
Dang.
Music right there from Brittany Parks, better known as the violinist, singer, songwriter, and producer Sudan Archives, who combines R&B, hip-hop, and experimental electronic music. For her third album, The BPM, the album plays like a highly weighted, cathartic dance party meant to empower anyone in the margins. And that's what I love about Sudan Archives. We heard the song Noir from Sudan Archives. And before that, it was Emily Wells with Antidote. That's from her EP, In the Hot. So much more music to get to in the second hour of the program. Before that, though, let's wrap up this first hour. Hailing from Edmonton, Alberta right now, it is music from indie electronic artist Pseudo Antigone here on Girly So Groovy with the song When Things Go and Set You Back from the latest album, Melancholic Melodrama. Pseudo Antigone right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Your life is the excess of trouble, and it won't be fun. It pulls you